What does an organ and tissue donor look like? Pretty much how you'd expect a donor to look. You know, with a face and elbows, maybe a belly and nose hair, a butt, and armpits. Now you're getting the picture. You see, organ and tissue donors look just like you. Noble and beautiful and extraordinary. Right now, hundreds of Arkansans are waiting for a heart, kidney, or any one of 8 donatable organs. Save 8. Donate at DonateLifeArkansas.org. Here's looking at you.
Back in Marion, 7-0, the Patriots with the lead. We've checked with some folks on the sideline. Apparently, it's a shoulder injury to Junior Williams. So we'll see if he returns tonight or not. The way they were looking at him, he may not be back tonight. Here's a play-action pass. It's complete in the flat to Caden Hunt. And Hunt is going to take it to the 33-yard line with another first down. That's a pickup of 13 on the pass play.
Well, Marion is executing so well on offense. They're already set back on the ball, and we're having trouble seeing where the receivers are.
And the ball given this time to Price right up the middle, and the Bombers will stop that for a 3-yard gain.
We've
seen fast up-tempo offenses. This may be the fastest we've seen in a while.
This is probably the fastest we've seen. I was noticing pregame warm-up, they had a little hop in their step. They weren't walking to drills or anything else. They were getting around.
Two receivers on each side. Kale sends his running back to the left side, hands it off to him. A flag on the play.
He wasn't set. That's
no,
coming
he wasn't.
Back.
Yep. He's going to be knocked out of bounds on the far side of the 21, but this one's going to come back.
Quarterback didn't give him time. Once he moved him over, you got to give him a full count before you snap the ball, and he didn't give him that full count.
So that will back them up to the 35-yard line with the first penalty of the night. Second down and 12 coming up here for this Patriot offense. 11:22 left in the first half. Looking at the conference standings, Marion right now 1-2. They are got West Memphis and Jonesboro playing tonight, both 3-0. Then Searcy and Pine Bluff, both 2-1. Marion just a game behind. Price gets the handoff, coming to the near side, breaks the tackle, bounces outside, knocked out of bounds at the 23, maybe the 22-yard line. And a first down for the Patriots.
You know, when you spread the field like this with all the receivers, and it just creates those natural seams. If you've got quickness at the running back spot to take advantage of it, it's tough to defend.
First down from the 22. Screen pass left side is complete. Hunt on the receiving end. Makes his way to the 21 and then knocked backwards. It's a 1-yard pass play.
Well, that was a good job that time, Mountain Home number 10.
Hunter Shaw.
Boy, he took a shot from the running back who was in motion trying to block him, fought that off, and actually made the tackle. That was a heck of a play.
Second and 9 now for Marion's offense. Kale 5 yards back with the shotgun, hands it off to Price up the middle. Price is going to make his way to the 10-yard line with a first down run of 11 yards. .10:38 left in this opening half. Marion up by 7, looking to add to it in the red zone now. Kale gives it to Price right up the gut. He's into the end zone. Touchdown.
Well, that shouldn't have happened because we had linebackers walk up into those gaps. That should never happen right there.
Anthony Price with the touchdown run. .10:27 left in this first half. Pierre with the extra point, and it is good. 14-0, Marion leads it. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, and Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank, our customers say it best.
When you need answers instead of opinions, When you need top minds to treat a brain tumor or restore your vision, whatever you need, we are here with the most comprehensive team of specialists in the state. Blending compassion with cutting-edge technology, researching tomorrow's cures, and training tomorrow's healthcare experts. When you need the excellence of the state's only health sciences university, we are here for you. UAMS, for a better state of health.
10:27 left in this opening half. 14-0 our score. We've got a whistle and flag. So, yep. Mary must have been offsides. Bombers banged up. Junior Williams out of the game. It's a shoulder injury. It's his right shoulder. And we also see Logan Walker, who's on the sideline. He's got an ice bag. Looks like on his left wrist. So a starting fullback and a starting defensive back out right now for Mountain Home. The offsides penalty by the Patriots. Two penalties for 10 yards down this first half. We've got a trainer continuing to work on Junior. And so it looks like he's in a lot of pain. Here's the kickoff, taken from the 10-yard line. Swartz once again, and he's going to be stood up at the 25, and they finally blow the whistle, and they're going to give his progress to the 26-yard line. So the Bombers start at their own 26 with this drive. Looks like they're working also on Austin Lance on the far sideline. Lance, the starting right guard and starting nose tackle on defense. So the Bombers getting banged up here in this first half. 10-18 left before halftime, 14-0. Marion with the lead. Tabor will keep it on that read. A late pitch behind the runner, but pulled in by Swartz. And he's going to pick up a couple of yards on the play to about the 27-yard line.
Well, Schwartz did a good job of reaching back and grabbing that, and actually had to turn a 360 circle to get his balance back, but a good job of hanging on to it.
They're working on the hand of Lance over there right now. Several coaches working on him. Second down and 8. And the ball given. Aldridge with it, and he keeps the feet moving out across the 32, 33-yard line. Nice run. He'll pick up about 5.
It's one of those scrums. You couldn't tell who had the ball. It was just moving.
So third down and 3 coming up for this Mountain Home offense. Aldridge goes out, and Bojay comes in. He'll bring the play from the sideline. 9:09 left before halftime. Looks like Lance is taped up and ready to go. I'll try to get him back in here with this next play. And give it to Bojay. Not a whole lot there. He'll make it to the 35, 4th-and-1 coming up.
Just ain't much for the fullback tonight. Of course, that's their game plan, and as is everybody's been, is take the fullback away from us all year long. And you know, that's just what you see when you play an option offense. You're going to take the fullback or the best threat away from you, and that's been the fullback.
Well, the Bombers have the offense out there. It's 4th-and-about, it's just under a yard. And they're going to bring the offense out here from their own 35-yard line. Mountain Home going for it on 4th-and-less-than-a-yard. Maybe they can draw Marion offsides here. Let's see what they do. They're going to snap it. They're going to run the play, and it's going to be a first down.
It's going to be a first down, eh?
Yep. Looks like Bojay will get it. They'll mark him just across the 31. He picked up about a yard on the play.
And that's just what he, a little bit more than what he needed,
just
which
a
is a
more, yep.
Heck of a football player out there.
So a fresh set of downs for Mountain Home. 8:04 left before halftime. Marion leads it 14-0. Two receivers on the near side. Bombers work from the far hash. The ball is kept this time by Tabor. He's going to pick up a yard, maybe two on the play. Looks like about one to the 33.
Well, that's tough right there because when the ball affected Bogier was met in the backfield by a red jersey, and Tabor actually had to step around him to get the ball to the corner. And, well, that just takes too long. You want to run downhill on the option. When you got to take a step back like that, it delays things.
And a 7:25 left in this first half. Second down and 9 coming up here for Mountain Home. Austin Lance is back in there. Two receivers on the top side of the field. That's the short side of the field. As they work from the far hash from our viewpoint, a handoff is straight ahead, and looks like Bogier is going to make his way to the 40 with about a 2-yard pickup. Check it. It was Aldridge on the carry with a gain of 2. Bombers have converted 3 fourth downs tonight. 2 on their opening drive, 1 on this drive. 3rd and 7 coming up here for Mountain Home. And Tabor will keep it. And he's going to have a first down run. Drags a tackler with him across the 50 to the 49 of Marion. He'll pick up 11 on third down.
Well, you see Dawson learned a lesson last week when he set his foot and turned up the field right there. He had the ball wrapped up with both hands close to his chest. His main concern was ball safety and hanging on that football, but a great job of running the football right there.
It's hard to believe. Mountain Home, I didn't realize this, Bob. We were talking about this on Brian's show earlier. They put the ball on the ground 9 times last week. Only lost 3 of them, but you can't do that.
No.
Here's that counter play. This is going to be Swartz on the carry for Mountain Home. He'll pick up 2 to the 47. .556 left in this opening half, 14 to nothing. It is Marion with the lead. Bombers put together a pretty nice drive. Again, they're doing this without Junior Williams. He left midway through the opening drive of the game with a shoulder injury, and looks like he's done for the night, the way he's sitting on the sideline over there.
Yeah, they put ice on him and took his shoulder pads off. He's done.
Toss sweep to Hershberger, running to the near side. Tripped up at the 46, down to the 45. It's a gain of 2.
Well, that making's a big play right there. Just need to stay with that block a little bit longer. Good job of the defensive linebacker in, whatever he was out there, getting off that block and coming back inside and making the tackle.
Peters checks in. He'll be the wide out here as Alonzo comes out. 3rd and 6 for the Mountain Home offense with 5:03 left before halftime. Bombers moving left to right.
Unbalanced again into the short side of the field here.
Strong to the right, and it's straight ahead, Tabor. And he's going to pick up, looks like a yard on the play. He's about it. They're going to mark him at about the 44. Although the official on the near side has him for a 2-yard gain, and that's the official they go with. So he's at the 43 after a 2-yard gain. It's 4th and 4 for the Bomber offense. They've converted 3 fourth downs already tonight. Caden Williams brings the play in from the sideline. The senior will split out to the top side of the field. Back to the tee. And the play action. Tabor wants to pass. And it's tipped and incomplete. Pretty well thrown ball intended for Caden Williams, but it's tipped away at the last minute by the defender. The Bombers turn it over on downs.
Well, he kind of threw it behind him a little bit. You got to lead the receiver a little bit. But when you're going to your left, you know, on the right-handed passer, that's tough to do, but ball just a little bit late getting there.
So Marion will take over their own 43-yard line, leading 14 to nothing with 4:08 left in this first half.
You know, we've done a pretty good job of ball control. I don't have any points for it, but we've kept the ball the majority of the time.
This is only Marion's 3rd possession of the night. Their first drive was only 4 plays when they struck fast. Kale wants to pass. Looking long, right side, and the receiver pushed off, gets away with it, makes the catch at the 28-yard line, breaks a tackle, breaks another tackle, 10, 5, and he dives. He's out of bounds at the 1-yard line. A 56-yard pass play. Boy, it sure looked like he pushed off to get open.
Well, it did, but nobody said anything on the sideline over there, so.
That was Chase, who caught the touchdown earlier, that makes the catch on this one.
He did a good job adjusting to the ball. He had to come back to it, and he might have got a little separation, but a great job of running afterwards, and it's in for the touchdown.
Yep. Touchdown run by Wynn. Markel Wynn is going to take it in for the 1-yard touchdown run. Two, or rather three different Patriots have scored touchdowns tonight. Extra point is up, and it is no good. He missed it to the left. 3:48 left in the first half. 20-0. Marion leads it. You're listening to Bomber Football. Classic Hits 101.7.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative members have 24/7 access to their account through the member account portal at naeci.com. After logging in, you can view your bill, make a payment, and see your daily usage. In addition to the portal at naeci.com, you always can stop by the co-op's office or call 870-425-2141. At NAEC, membership has advantages.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has helped fund more than 275,000 life-changing scholarships for local students, like Arkansans named Jalise, Spencer, Yvonne, Deviante, and Ruthie. And that education is building a workforce full of experts in fields like computer coding, education, law, healthcare, the arts, and more. That's what we call winning futures. To apply for a lottery scholarship, go to scholarships.adhe.edu.
This is winning.
.348 left before halftime. Marion with a 20-0 lead over Mountain Home. There's a pooch kick. They're going to kick it to a spot about the 25-yard line. It goes out of bounds, and the Bombers will have good field position. So Mountain Home will start with their fourth possession of the night from their own 35 after the kick goes out of bounds. About 3:48 left before halftime. Marion's going to get the kickoff to start the second half. This is a huge drive for this Mountain Home team right here.
It's a huge drive because you don't want to turn the ball back over to them. Right now they're hot throwing the football and running it and just whatever. So you want to keep the football away from them and keep it right here going into halftime.
I've been very impressed with their sophomore quarterback.
Yes, he's done well.
Here's a toss sweep. Seth Bashir's with it. Starts left, cuts it back right. He's going to lose maybe half a yard on the play. No gain, we'll call it. He started left. There's a bunch of red jerseys there. Tried to cut it back, and, boy, there was nothing there.
When you pitch it that deep into the backfield and give them that much of a look, and we've been cut blocking them, It's tough to slow down that pursuit when they get that big of a look at it.
Out of the tee once again, Aldridge is the fullback. He's going to get it, and he'll get a yard, and that's about it. One of the Patriots had their helmet pop off. So Aldridge with a gain of one to the 36-yard line. Now you're looking at 3rd and 9. And it looks like Stockton is going to come in at quarterback. Tabor goes out for this play. And let's see what Mountain Home wants to do here with Lawson Stockton in a quarterback with 2.5 minutes left in the first half. 3rd and 9 here for the Bombers. Stockton. He's going to – I think he finally gave it, didn't he? He did, and boy, there's nothing there. Basically, it's a 1 yard gain, so 4th and 8 coming up.
I don't know what that was.
Looks like Aldridge wound up with the ball.
I think he might have been trying to pull it out, but he left it too long. I'm not really sure. He's running away from us, so we really couldn't tell.
Mount Home will be forced to punt, 4th and 8. I'm a little surprised Mary didn't use a timeout here. They've got 2 left. They're going to let the clock run down here. Mount Home is before they punt the football away.
Now they
call. Now Marion takes a timeout. They wasted about 12 seconds there they could have had. We'll take a quick break. 1:45 left in the first half. Patriots up 20-0. You're listening to Bomber Football for Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
4th and 8 here for Mountain Home from their own 37-yard line. The Bombers in punt formation. Dylan Pausch ready to kick it away. Snap bounces to him. Gets the kick away barely. It's going to be caught at the 37-yard line.
Oh, no.
Return up the near sideline. This is Jones with it. Kenta Jones reverses field. Oh, he gets a big block at the 40. Jones gets another big block. That one's going to be a flag. And Jones is going to be – he's going to wind up scoring a touchdown, but he's coming back.
He's coming back.
Well, it's a 63-yard touchdown return, but there's 2 flags on the play. Well, I tell you what, they got 1 block at the 40-yard line, but my goodness.
Yeah.
They knock one of the Mountain Home young men into next week.
Well, when the punt returner comes back against the grain, that you actually set the kicking team up to take those things because they're in the process of turning and but the one on the far side, I think, was more in the back.
Yes. There's one right in front of the Marion bench, about the 40. The other one's on the 41 on the far side. It's an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty for a blindside block. Happened at the 41, so that moves the ball back to. Well, he marked off 13 yards. Could have 5, 10. He marked off a 12-yard penalty.
Oh, well.
Brad, I don't think he's got a flag, so it probably tells. I don't see a yellow flag on him anywhere.
I don't either. He's got a black towel, but he just marked off a 12-yard penalty.
I don't think he's got a whistle either. Oh, yeah, there's the whistle.
So it negates a 63-yard touchdown return on the punt, and it puts the ball at the 47-yard line. Kale back to pass. Looking long, left side, has a receiver. Ball tipped away by Williams. Caden Williams able to get his hands on it and knock it away at the last minute.
Caden did a good job getting his head. He saw the receiver, got his head around, saw the ball, and actually knocked it down. Ball a little bit underthrown, and the receiver had a step, but Caden did a good job of finding the football and knocking it down.
So it's second down now for Marion from their own 47. Kale, quick outs to the near sideline, complete to Jorian Chase. Chase is down at the 46 of Mountain Home.
Peters with the tackle that time. And they had 2 receivers going deep, and they threw it short. I'd look for them to come back to that and throw it deep here shortly.
54 seconds left in the half. It's 3rd and 3. And the Bombers, good job on 3rd down. They do not allow a 1st down run as it's Kentrell Jones on the carry. Now it's 4th and 2 for this Patriot offense. It was gain of 1 to the 45, 37 seconds left in the half.
And that was Aiden Ritchie with the tackle that time, pulling him down from behind.
4th and 2, can the Bomber defense hold here? Kale to pass.
Bounced
and
it.
He bounced it. It's incomplete. And the Bombers hold on fourth down.
Had the receiver open, but he short-armed it and tried to aim it and bounced it.
Well, a good job of that Bomber defense right there, Bob. That would have been huge if Aaron goes down and scores again right before
that. That was
half.
A big bullet to avoid right there at the end of the half.
So the Bombers will take over with 24 seconds left. Again, banged up. Junior Williams out. He's got a shoulder injury. We've seen Logan Walker injured over there on the far side. Austin Lance has been injured. He's back into the ballgame. Two receivers left side for Mountain Home. They work from the near hash. And Mountain Home wants to pass it across the middle. It's intercepted at the 40-yard line. Picked off this time by Kenta Jones. Jones up the right sideline. He's going to take it to the house. Touchdown, Marion. Well, the Bombers, instead of taking a knee and going to the locker room, decide to try to get something to happen right before halftime. But unfortunately, it happens the wrong way. It's a 60-yard interception return for a touchdown.
Well, they were looking for the pass that time, and I think they just baited him into throwing the football, and they were sitting right there ready to pick it off.
Marion. Will they go for two, or will they kick it? The kicker's out there, but he's actually lined up behind the quarterback. Let's see what they want to do.
The old swinging gate play right there. Yep. They're going to see how we line up, and then they're going to.
They're going to snap it. They're going to throw it to the corner of the end zone, and the catch is made. Nice throw by Kale, and the catch is made by Jorian Chase for the two-point conversion.
That's a heck of a throw right
there.
That
was. I'm very impressed with Kale. He's just a sophomore.
He threw that to the back pylon back there, and the receiver was right there. That was tremendous execution from a sophomore to make a throw like that.
9 seconds left in the first half. It's 28-0, Marion. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Hi, this is Tim Griffin, your Lieutenant Governor. You know, there's something really special about football in the South. On Friday nights, I'm a Magnolia Panther. My wife, she's a Camden Cardinal. We have fond memories of our days in school, and now I'm working hard to make Arkansas schools the best they can be and grow good-paying jobs for your kids and mine. I need your support to keep working for Arkansas, and I'm honored to ask for your vote. Paid for by re-elect Tim Griffin for Arkansas.
Swartz with the return of the kickoff to the 32. Bombers will snap it once here, and this one will make it to halftime. By the way, just down the road at West Memphis, a few miles away, the Blue Devils lead Jonesboro 14-0 in the first half. That'll have all the scores for us coming up during halftime. Well, the Bombers with 3 seconds left. With 16 seconds left, they try to throw a pass across the middle, and it was picked off, returned 60 yards for the touchdown. Matsonome this time will keep it on the ground. It'll be the fullback straight ahead to the 35, a pickup of three. Aldridge on the carry, and halftime has arrived. 28-0, Marion with the lead at the break. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's halftime. Stay tuned for the Acumen Audio Halftime Show, coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio.
Knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from Soligard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
The leaves are falling and the seasons are changing. Before you know it, Christmas will be here. If your family is in need of a little extra help this season and you have children ages 12 and under in Baxter and Marion County, Angel Tree signups will be starting October 22nd. Give the Salvation Army a call today at 870-424-5708 for more information, or stop by the Salvation Army located at 121 Highway 201 North to pick up your appointment letter for the Angel Tree program. Let us assist you with the help and hope that you need for the holidays.
For more than 70 years, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas's vision has mirrored our vision. Tackle any obstacle to deliver reliable, affordable power to Arkansans. Our 17 electric distribution cooperatives have more than 60% of our state covered. Our team of over 2,000 employees work day and night providing power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, your hometown football field. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, powering the thrill of Friday Night Lights.